my name is Lloyd Sarbatz, and this podcast is brought to you by Libreria, a bookshop by Second Home. In this episode, we are listening to renowned poet, activist, and icon Nikki Giovanni, who visited Libreria for an intimate night of readings and discussion with a small audience. In this first of two episodes, we are listening to the live readings of Ego Tripping, Still Life with Apron, and Vegetable Soup. This special night, which Libreria was honoured to host, was a celebration of a major new career-spanning selection of Nikki Giovanni's poetry from 1968 to 2020, published by Penguin Classics. This is a comprehensive selection of her most important poetic works across 50 years and 15 collections, carefully curated by her long-term partner, writer and professor Virginia Fowler. I hope you enjoy it.
I wrote this poem in trying to figure out how would I want to create a world. And it's called Ego Tripping. There may be a reason why. I was born in the Congo. I walked to the Fertile Crescent and built a sphinx. I designed a sphinx so tough that a star that only glows every 100 years falls into the center, giving divine, perfect light. I am bad. I sat on the throne drinking nectar with Allah. I got hot and sent an ice age to Europe to cool my thirst. My oldest daughter is Nefertiti. The tears from my birth pains created the Nile. I am a beautiful woman. I gazed on the forest and burned out the Sahara Desert. With a packet of goat's meat and a change of clothes, I crossed it in 2 hours. I am a gazelle, so swift, you can't catch me. For a birthday present when he was three, I gave my son Hannibal an elephant. He gave me Rome for Mother's Day. My strength flows ever on. My son Noah built Newark, and I stood proudly at the helm as we sailed on a soft summer day. I turned myself into myself and was Jesus. Men intoned my loving name. All praises, I am the one who would save. I sold diamonds in my backyard. My bowels deliver uranium. The filings from my fingernails are semi-precious jewels. On a trip north, I caught a cold and blew my nose, giving oil to the Arab world. I am so hip, even my errors are correct. I sailed west to reach east and had to round off the earth as I went. The hair from my head thinned and gold was laid across three continents. I am so perfect, so divine, so ethereal, so surreal. I cannot be comprehended except by my permission. I mean, I can fly like a bird in the sky. Thank you. I do like that poem. I wanted to read a love poem, so now you picked up another one. I gave one. It's called Still Life with Apron. And it's really one, I let her look it up. And I wrote this because you all are young and I am going to assume that you fall in love. Well, you should. You don't have to stay there. We fall in love forever. No. But, you know, a good week. You know, and one of my favorite songs. That's the truth. Make it a habit of it. One of my favorite songs is Sunday Kind of Love. And it's so, I like it by Miss Washington. I don't know if you all are Dinah Washington fans, but everybody wants a Sunday kind of love. And the kind of lasts to Saturday night. From Saturday, you know, you want maybe a little more than that, but I understand that, you know, and it's kind of nice. And people always want to make the women be in love forever. And then you get stuck with, no. I won't do that. But I wrote this because it's a love poem, and it was something that interested me. Boom. I didn't read any love poems yesterday or day before, whenever we had that other. I didn't get to read a love poem. So I'm going to read this one. Still Life with Apron. I would like to see you cooking. I would like for you to cook for me. I would like to see you decide upon a menu. Go to the market and pick the fruit, the vegetables, the fish. I would like to see you smell the fish, test the flesh for the freshness and firmness. I would like to watch you in the bakery by the dinner rolls, deciding rolls or crispy bread. I would watch you run back to get the goat butter. I would like to be sitting in a corner and you, intent upon your meal, not noticing me, will go to the wine store. I would watch you wrestle with red or white. White, of course, because it's fish, but red is seductive. Whoever ever fell in love over a glass of white wine? That's true. I, uncharacteristically, would be on time, would like you to greet me in a butcher's gown. I would like to watch you greet me only in an apron. You would ask me to undress for you, before I sit down at the beautiful table, before you hand me my glass, you would ask me to undress. I would like to watch you watch me undressing for you. I would like to watch the movement in the apron as I undress for you. I would like to watch you walk, no, stroll to the closet where you bring out your old buffalo plaid dressing gown, your pilly, much-washed dressing gown that smells like you after you brush your teeth, after you shower, after you comb your hair. I would like to embrace your odor, your essence as we sit down to eat. I would like for you to cook for me. I would like that very much. That was a bad read. Oh, yeah. Quilts, and there are a lot of quilts in this book because I have them and collect them. And one of the things that I have is a quilt that my grandmother made, which would be her great grandmother, and we've added to it. And so that's something that when everything else goes wrong, that's where you cuddle up, right? And that's what this form is called, vegetable soup, because I should have put down there because I never had a daughter. I think I'm afraid of growing old. My eyesight will fail. I won't be able to jump rope. When I turn my CD on, I won't know Miles Davis from John Coltrane and may not recognize Bill Evans from Thelonious Monk. No one will want to be around me because I will be sad about what I have lost. I do have a couple of potatoes, though, and a yellow onion, I think. There is a turnip and maybe some frozen peas, and surely I have some garlic cloves. I hope there is a piece of ham hock, a can of tomatoes, and with any luck, a yellow and green squash. Always there is a stalk or two of celery, and of course three or four carrots. Maybe I'll have a granddaughter who will cuddle under the quilt our grandmother, hers and mine, made, who will read Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of Nim to me again, while the vegetables she has carefully chopped and put in chicken broth will drift over like sunny clouds to tickle our nose. I really like that. I like that. Is that what? That, yeah, I like that.
Thank you for listening. I wish to thank Nikki Giovanni, Virginia Fowler, and Penguin Random House for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Visit our website, liberea.io, for news of future events and book recommendations.